It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 28th, 2019. Today we return to our ongoing consideration of the wonderful world of words and what we've been doing with them lately. Almost 7 years ago, on April 17th, 2012, Washington Post columnist Monica Hesse announced the unthinkable. The barbarians have done it. They've finally infiltrated what might be the last remaining bastion of order in a linguistic wasteland. They'd already taken the Oxford English Dictionary. They had stormed the gates of Webster's New World College Dictionary, 4th edition. They had even pummeled the American Heritage Dictionary into submission, though she fought valiantly. Then, on last Tuesday morning, the venerated Associated Press style book publicly affirmed, via tweet, no less, what it had already told the American Copy Editors Society. It, too, had succumbed. "We now support the modern usage of hopefully," the tweet said. Previously, the only accepted meaning was in a hopeful manner, as in, "Surely you are joking," the grammarian said, "hopefully." But this is no joking matter. One professor of comparative literature with a fondness for Dante hung a message of warning on his office door that read, "Abandon, hopefully, all ye who enter here." For decades, hopefully has been caught in a struggle, in a plundered territory occupied by two opposing camps. You know these kinds of warfare, and you know them well. Linguistic battlefields are scattered with the wreckage left behind by nauseated versus nauseous, by healthy versus healthful, by the legions of people who perpetuated the union between regardless and irrespective, creating that horrific Frankenstein-like hybrid, irregardless. These are the battles that are fought daily between Catholic school graduates drilled in the dark arts of sentence diagramming and self-righteousness and their exasperated prey. They are fought between prescriptivists who believe that rules of language should be preserved at any cost and descriptivists who believe that word use should reflect how people actually talk. "It was an unconscious mistake," say the descriptivists. "You mean subconscious." "Oh, well, anyways." "No, you mean anyway." "Well, that begs the question, why do you care about grammar so much?" "No, it doesn't. It doesn't beg the question at all. It raises the question." Begging the question is a logical fallacy that involves using a premise to support itself. As long as there have been words, words have changed. Our modern language is a mishmash of migrated semantics full of uses that have drifted over centuries. Diligent grammarians might know that momentarily most correctly means for a moment, not in a moment. But do they realize that explode originally meant reject? That handsome once meant easy to handle? That ludicrous once meant frivolous? In the 1940s, it was considered vulgar to contact someone. Respectful people knew that the correct use was to make contact with. Often, word choice and use unmistakably mark one's education or social class, says John McIntyre, the Baltimore Sun editor and language blogger who was behind the push for hopefully. Hopefully was a harmless little adverb poking along for years and years until people decided that it actually had to mean something, something beyond either in a hopeful manner or it is hoped. And hopefully, a peace treaty will be reached regarding this new development. After all, English was created by barbarians, by a rabble of angry peasants, McIntyre says, because if it wasn't, we would still be speaking Anglo-Saxon. Or worse, French. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 28th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.